Yes. Thank you so much for tuning into MPC Online Church. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for loving us. We are back. As promised, we are back. Mr. Jovan Lole is in the building and we are going to be discussing some very, very serious matters. You know, lately I've been running into a bulletin of so much happening around the country, but most of which is topped by hard, harsh levels of gender-based violence. People are fighting their wives, people are fighting their husbands, people are cutting off each other's genitals. Oh, it's very, very, very harsh, very harsh. So today we are going to talk about it with a married person, someone who already has context, someone who has direct context, someone who has real life context going on. He has evidence for what he's going to be saying. He's not like me, who's going to just be here discussing things according to my instinct as a human being. So this man is not going to use instinct. He's using experience, and only experience. He knows everything he's talking about. So I trust him. You should be able to trust him as well. He knows exactly what he's going to be telling us. My name is Isaac Kathariaba once again, and you are here today for Covenant Walk. In this edition today, we are going to be discussing gender-based violence in lengthy. We are going to touch it up and know where it comes from. Why is it like that? Why do some people feel the need to be violent when they are in the middle of their marriages? And you know, by the way, these things end up leading to other people being, I think, very quiet during their marriages. Like, they get beaten and all, but they need something from their spouse, so they will always keep quiet and submit to all that abuse. They allow for it to happen, they keep letting it go on and on and on and on, and then in the end of it all, we have very broken, very abused people that don't even speak up. So now today, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by our very own special Mr. Jovan Lole. He's a married man, so I'm not going to even spend a single second trying to encourage any lady out there to open their ears so hard. If you're opening your ears, you should just be opening your ears to learn maybe on how to deal with your man in the future if you're not married, and if you're married, how to deal with your own man. But this context, this information you are about to receive is not in any way meant to make you admire anyone who is going to be on the other side of it. This message is straight from God to you, so take the message. Yeah, very well, take it in properly. So Mr. Jovan Lole is in the building, and I cannot wait to hear from him personally. I've been waiting for this time since morning. I've been waiting for this particular time. You know, so much has been happening. I read the news lately, Mr. Jovan, I ran into disturbing headlines. There were like 5 headlines. They made me do 5 shows last week. I did 5 shows on domestic violence because of those particular things that have been going on.
Yep.
There's a lady in Kamuli district there, after Jinja, those Basoga. She accused the husband of not performing well in bed. Guess what she did? She cut his genitals off. Now she has 20 years in jail. They had kids. That is case number one. The second case was in northern Uganda recently. A gentleman accused the lady of infidelity. You know, when you think this lady does not believe in what I believe in, mukafiri. So to the mukafiri, what he did was kill the mukafiri. Killed the daughter they had together, and even killed himself in the end. That was the second case. Another case was again of a lady. This time she tried to cut off the genitals, but they didn't go off fully. They stayed, a piece stayed holding on to it. So things happened the way they happened. And then the parties that lose, you know, of course, when you're losing in that kind of situation, you lose for real. You don't lose jokingly. You know, there are some times when something happens to you, and you say, this is a reversible loss. But there are some losses that you cannot reverse, losses you cannot come back from. Like waking up one day and you remember, I lost my genitals yesterday. They cut them off because I didn't perform well. and I don't know how to use them, so they cut them off. They are off. I don't have them anymore. I don't want to imagine it, because for a man, waking up a day without... It brings goosebumps all over my skin whenever I'm talking about it. When I think of... I usually avoid this topic, by the way. I avoid the topic so much. But regarding the very, very high levels of violence going on around the country, yeah, I think we need to address this. Because if we don't address violence, it is us giving it room to grow. So we need to address all those matters. Which is why I felt the need to invite one Mr. Jovan Lule into the building today, so that he gives us his view of the whole thing and everything that is happening around us here.
Hi, hello everyone. Happy to be here back again, NPC Online Radio. As already introduced, Lule Jovan is my name. Yes, I'm married, like Isaac has said. We'll be celebrating 10 years in June. I was called upon to discuss the topic of domestic violence. It's a saddening one. Yes, it's a saddening one. Like Isaac mentioned, you cannot look out for that day when you woke up and said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice
And be glad in it.
But then in the evening, you have no genitals. not a good story.
It's not even a good funny joke. You can't laugh at that.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's
very hard.
And no, but these things, they keep on happening. And the biggest issue is, like Isaac, you said, these are topics you don't want to talk about a lot. Man, that's why most of the things, even in church, most of the things that we don't want to talk about are the things that keep on affecting us a lot.
In the worst ways possible.
And we just keep quiet and let things flow by. But these are the things that affect us a lot in life. That's why, yes, we thank you for the initiative that you keep on making to see that you bring up such topics so that we continue discussing them, because these things affect people a lot.
Amen.
A lot. And problem is, people look at it actually usually on the man's side. Usually it's us men who are tough,
yeah,
who are going to exert this pressure and all that. But man, research has it that men are suffering silently because if I come to Isaac, they are going to tell me, man, you're a man.
You can handle
it. You can handle. These are small things.
This is something very simple. Man, the wife you married, can you fail?
Exactly.
You get.
You end up suffering silently.
Till
you go into some depression and you're off.
Yeah.
You're off. Or you end up making a weird decision that you didn't. You know, we get to know the end result of whichever stories that we hear on media. But we do not know how all this started about.
Exactly.
You do not know why did this guy get to an extent of killing his wife.
And the child.
You kill your child.
And even yourself.
And you kill yourself. You would rather take the child to their grannies.
Yeah.
Separate with your wife.
Tell your wife, hey, this is enough.
This is enough. Please first step away for a moment. Or you just go. You disappear. Other than killing.
It doesn't have to be death.
Other than killing. Why would you cut off my genitals, man? I use them for a lot of stuff, so...
That part.
I can't use a tube. I can't pee using a tube. I can't... There's a lot that I cannot do if you cut off my genitals, man.
So much.
How do I explain this to... If I have children, how do I explain to them? Like, how do I live? It's going to leave a trauma that I will never let go of. I will never overcome it. I don't know. I even don't know how to mention this. It's so saddening. But it happens on both the gents
and the ladies. Yeah.
So domestic violence is both ways. Because I've also seen some TikTok videos where men are being beaten.
What's
happening? Yeah. There is a season when it was so rampant. It used to happen almost every day. You'll see a man being beaten by a lady. So it is bad.
And such men don't speak up because it's a shaming.
I should be a man. How can a woman beat me?
How can I say my wife beats me every day?
Exactly. So the only thing is, women die loudly.
Yeah.
Men
silently. They don't say a thing.
Yeah, a guy will keep it for whichever time. Then that's where the problem comes, actually, because if you sit down on something, when it bursts, it's bad.
If you keep a
wound, it can become cancerous.
Yeah.
By the time you wake up to handle whatever is happening,
you have a cancer stage 5 to handle.
Thank you. So that's what happens in these incidences. People will keep quiet, and when there is an outburst, you hear death.
Mm.
Genitals have been cut off.
Yeah.
So and so. Back in the day, they used to use acid a lot.
Yeah, acid. Acid was acid. Acid was acid. Yes. People were hunting for those who are disturbing their lovers. Acid.
Exactly.
People were angry at their wives. Acid. You're angry at your husband. Acid. Acid was the answer. But I'm glad acid is fading out.
Exactly. No, it faded out. They you can't just get acid.
They put too much laws on how to buy it.
People are misusing it.
Yeah, people are misusing it.
A lot. So, and the good thing, they have also set rules for this gender violence things are happening. Like the lady who's getting 20 years. Though
20 years.
20 years is not still going to bring. It's not going to bring back my genitals. it's not going to bring back a dead child.
Yeah, a dead
child. It's not going to bring back a life. Like, now what we are supposed to do, I think we need to look at the... We need to look at how do we avoid. Prevention is better than cure.
Mm.
You'd rather prevent than cure.
Than cure it. Because
the very first thing I know, Isaac, you must have gone through it.
Mm.
Just what's domestic violence? Like, what's domestic violence? Because if we get it from that core, we shall be able to understand and break it down.
Mm.
After getting to know what it is, we are able to move on.
Yeah, because we finally understand what exactly is going on.
Exactly.
So the CDC defines domestic violence as physical violence, sexual violence, stalking, and psychological aggression, including coercive acts by a current or former intimate partner.
Ah.
So from this, I'm taking that most of this domestic violence comes from the people that we have been attached to in the previous or in the present.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so when they come back and try to force their way around us, that is one form of domestic violence.
Mm.
When they come back and they are trying to get us to do things for them,
yes,
when we don't want, that is another form of violence.
True.
And then more of it gets to happen in-house, indoors. Well, we stay with our wives or we stay with our husbands. Most of that happens, the sexual violence, the other physical abuse, the fighting and so on and so forth. That is how it comes, I think.
True. And, okay.
And even it's getting bad. Mm. It's getting so bad. Because now that particular case of Gulu, that gentleman who murdered everyone and murdered himself as well, now both families, I don't know if it was just discussed by the families to be addressed like that, but they said they didn't know about those two being married.
Oh.
So I'm taking it like it was maybe a shameful act.
Okay.
How can he do this? And I know that they wish they could disown that guy and say, this is not even our son. I know it was something that was going to come up because I think they knew about this marriage. But just because the act was too disgraceful, they cut all ties.
Anyway, also that teaches us something. Let us not just jump into relationships.
Yeah.
You're in love with some guy and you're stepping into a home with him.
Mm.
You want to start up a family. But you've not formalized even the list. That's bad, because now imagine we are at this stage and parents are saying we didn't know anything
but
to do with this.
But you have a kid.
But they even have a kid.
Yeah.
So can we assume this kid did not visit all?
Mm-hmm.
But we shall not get into that case. I think it's being investigated and whatever is happening is happening.
Yeah.
We shall just speak out what we are supposed to learn from that. That was just a food for thought.
Mm.
Don't be out there into a relationship which you are not willing to take formal If you're not willing to make formal, just step out of it and or do something. If you really love this guy loves you, come on, just go see the parents, do something small and hear from them. It also helps if these people are accountable. These things help us to be accountable, by the way. If I know I'm your husband, you're my wife, it's already accountability enough for me to just treat you right, because I know there are people watching, society is watching, people are watching me. So there are some things that I will not be doing in such incidences. Though now, Isaac, from the definition I see, this thing comes from a step of power.
Yeah,
people want to exert power.
Exactly. Because I saw it also earlier. I was speaking about this particular topic.
Yes.
And I got to some part where it was saying that the need for dominance from one person. If you want to be dominant, you look for ways of exerting that dominance. And then that is where some people end up beating their loved ones, because they think if they beat them, they'll show them that they're above them.
Exactly.
And so they'll force them to submit to them. So violence comes in that one way. And then there are so many other ways. Some families live with their sisters and brothers, then incest. You've heard of families where a father has raped
daughters. True.
You've seen such cases.
There is one which was so serious. Still, we shall not go into it.
We're not going to go so far into
them. But yeah, there is. We keep on hearing
different things, abnormal things, things you cannot take in. And you see it anyway. Someone has done it.
So now this dominance, and the key word that I got to hear from what you said was someone. We didn't say a man.
We said someone.
We said someone.
We're not going to point fingers here.
We said someone.
Someone.
So by someone, it can either be a man.
Or a lady.
Yes. So it cuts across. Let us look at it with open minds.
Yes.
Of it can happen to me, it can happen to the other lady, it can happen to anybody. But then, I think we shall bring it back to even the society. Even in school. You know, they say charity begins at home, but we spend a lot of time in, if you're going to school, from your primary and to your secondary and university, you're going to spend a lot of time in school.
So more time in school than you have at home.
Even at home, yes. A term ends in 4 months, but holidays usually two to three weeks, then you're back. So we spend a lot of time
at school.
Yeah. So I think schools, we should be serious as well, because now if we come to school and someone is learning, sometimes you might hear in some schools some teachers degrading students. Someone will say something that is not appropriate to a student.
Yeah.
You tell them you're not going to amount to anything. You're not going to, like, you keep putting them down.
You keep putting them down.
So they develop this mind of, okay, this is how.
This is how life is.
This is how life is supposed to be.
This is how I'm supposed to be down. I'm lowly.
Thank you. So that's how people grow up.
Yeah.
So the friends, the people you be with, the society that you live in, will cause a lot, will bring you a lot, and we spend a lot of time in school. So with that, it's something to think about. I do not want to seem like I'm throwing any judgment to whichever school, but facts are facts.
Facts are facts.
We spend a lot of time in school, so we should. The good thing, very many schools have counselors, senior men, women, and all that. I think these are some of the things we need to talk about. Without fear of ever.
Yeah.
You wake up, talk about it. Like, who knows?
Confront it.
Confront it and find a solution for it. Even before it happening, you're finding solution by already talking about it, and you're enlightening the students about what happens out there, what might happen out there. So it's something we need to talk about, to look at. But even in families, church. We spend a lot of time in church.
Yes.
Church, how about we all wake up and start talking about these issues
together as a church,
and we face them with open minds.
Yeah,
we've talked about making money. Yes, we love all that. We love the grace of the Lord. We love, but we do not want to use the scriptures to explain these things, to talk about them with open minds. How about even in church?
Yeah.
We start tackling these issues and we see how do we help each other.
Yeah.
At NPC, we have the marriage fellowship where we usually link up and we talk about these things. We see how to develop each other and we see how is your marriage working? What can I pick from yours to put in mine and all that? How I wish such fellowships continue happening everywhere. We continue gathering and we see how do we make our lives better.
Yeah.
So the places that we spend a lot of time, the people you work with, the men, I'm a man, usually the friends that we keep around us, man, the guy buys okugamba, hey guy man, this is how a woman should not do this. A woman should not behave in a certain way. Osirisotia when this has happened. Man, by the time you go back home, your mind has been polluted with some ideologies that are weird,
yeah,
that don't add up. So what are you trying to put across? Man, you should be mindful of, take heed of what you listen.
Mm-hmm. Closely.
Closely, because now closely. The places, where do you spend a lot of your time? Like we've said, we spend a lot of time in school. We spend a lot of time in church.
Church.
And out in society chilling. But who are you chilling out with?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
These iron things, sharpens iron.
Thank you very much. So tell me your friends. Tell me your company and I'll tell you.
Tell you what behavior, you are, who you are.
Exactly. Yeah. So who are you working with? Mm. By the time if we all get angry, we all have our breaking points. Mm. But if you are rooted into something that really brings you back, there is a way you'll always come back and not take the other side,
yeah,
of the violent side or the bad side of resolution. You'll always come back. That's why we always come back to the Bible. There is a certain verse that me, I love. It helps a lot with the marriage. That verse that we always want to look at one-sidedly.
It's one of those verses people like to read one side alone of it.
Exactly.
And not go to the second
part.
Exactly.
Don't mind that. I know very many know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right
they
now.
Do.
You guys, you know Ephesians.
They like the first part
you
of
know
it.
The Ephesians.
Eh?
Ephesians 5:25-29.
Ephesians 5:25-29. Eh?
Yes.
Nice.
Now here in my Bible it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ
loved the church.
Love the church.
Yeah.
And give himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such, that she might be holy. If you read that, let us first analyze only that.
Just that is enough, but people like stopping up the other side.
No, let us first analyze that, then we shall also go back to the other side.
All right.
Isaac, what does, man, imagine, what did Christ do?
Christ gave his life for the church, and now we have hope because he did what he did.
Thank you. So what does a man have to bring on table?
The same thing.
You see, we read these verses and just leave them as is.
Yeah, just continue.
Boss, these things are serious. If you think deeply about what we are reading.
Yeah.
Man, domestic violence.
And it was written so many years ago.
Thank you. Domestic violence, probably. Okay, because we've just read one part. This violence wouldn't come from a man's side.
Yeah,
with the part that we've read,
yeah,
it wouldn't come.
Yeah.
Christ didn't punch anybody.
He didn't. So if you're treating everybody like Christ, you're not going to punch anybody.
You're not going to punch anybody. People are going to do nonsense.
Yeah.
And here we are saying he loved us before he even loved. Man, he loved us even before.
Before he we knew.
This man walked with Simon Peter.
Yeah.
He walked with Judas Iscariot.
At the same time, well in the same congregation.
Well knowing.
He knows what Judas is going to do.
Exactly.
He knows what Simon is going to do.
Exactly. So if we look at this story, but even with all that, how did he treat them?
In the end, he just loved them.
He just loved them. Unfortunate that Judas committed suicide and stuff. But
it was just too much.
It was too much on him. But imagine Simon.
But we read somewhere else in Proverbs, because today we've been reading the Bible as well.
Yes.
We read somewhere in Proverbs where it said that the fears of the wicked shall come true. Everything that you fear as a wicked person is going to come to pass.
Let us stop being wicked. Let us stop being wicked.
Let's stop being wicked, because everything we fear as wicked people will come to pass. If you are a thief and you fear that you'll get caught, best believe you're almost getting caught.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that is how it works.
So the thing is, if we think about this, man, love your wife like Christ loved the church. He gave himself to the church that it's sanctified. You're not going to be able to do, man. I don't know if I am also in position to lay my life for my wife, because... Awesome, yeah, I used the example. Christ already did it.
That's a bad example you picked.
No, let me be true. I'm not going to use anybody else. No, man.
You picked a very bad example.
I'm just thinking through. If this is the last option, man, I don't know. What I'm saying is, I don't know.
So why, man,
guys, I might do it. I might do it. But
you could,
eh? Maybe. It's an if close.
Because I almost asked you, what if it was like a rebel situation?
Exactly. Yeah.
Then the rebels are all over the place. They have guns. Then they see you and your wife, and they go, bring the lady here.
Man. We might end up negotiating. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that
it's
never
happens.
It's not
going to ever happen. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it.
But what are you trying to say? It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not.
So we are not saying these things are going to be as easy as we are saying.
Mm.
But if you put effort to whatever we are trying to bring up, trust me, there will be a change. There will be something. There will be a difference. If we all come up and be like, okay, let us love our wives like Christ loved the church.
Mm.
Like how he loved the church, man. Yeah. He gave his life
for the church.
He gave himself. Here we are riding on grace. We keep on sinning each and every day, but because of his blood, man, we are here.
How about you? Still confident.
Your wife looks at you like this superstar. Man, I know my guy, he got me.
That guy.
He got me.
He's got me.
In whichever
nothing can happen.
In whichever situation, he got me. He's there for me. Even in the worst of the worst,
he's
going
always
to
be there.
Understand me. Yeah. We are going to resolve issues immediately.
And that is who we are supposed to be to our wives, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
You out there who are married from now on, I know we can't be 100%, but you be the Christ for your lady.
Exactly,
you
man.
You be Christ.
You're the head.
Let her rely on you fully and even be confident to tell people out there that for me, if my man steps here right now, he's got me.
Exactly. And we shall show you why we are saying this. We shall talk about the hierarchy of who is the head, who is next. And we shall see why we are saying this. But men, let us first stick to the men. Why? You see the hierarchy as we finish.
Yeah.
Men, if we choose to love our wives like Christ loved the church, we keep on sinning each and every day. And he comes up and says, how many times should I forgive?
70.
Then they say 70 times.
Seven times.
Man, you can't even count.
You can't.
You can't be there now. Let me start counting them, and you can never finish all those times. So it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Forgive. Try to be understanding. However much hard
it is.
It is.
Yeah.
You are going to stand, try to understand and see how to make things work. Because of that hierarchy, we shall tell you later on as we keep on discussing. But men, let us be that person who is going to love our wives like Christ.
Let me
actually, even those who are dating. Guys, if this your boyfriend, if this young man cannot practice this as you're still dating.
But me, I don't want you to date you people unless you're ready to marry. Let Mr. Jovan continue. Let Mr. Jovan continue. But for context, please do not date anyone you're not going to marry. You're not going to destroy someone's future because there is a man out there waiting for that lady you're dating.
Exactly. Actually, dating is not bad, but man, don't do what the marrieds are doing.
Exactly.
Come on.
Just watch her. You've chosen to watch her.
Just watch
her. Be nice to her.
Young man, if you've chosen, don't spend that much money. That is going to hurt you. Why?
That money you're going to demand for payment.
Pay me back.
Pay me back. Don't. Did I give you? Don't give her. You leave her alone.
Exactly. If she loves you, she loves you. If she doesn't,
you leave her.
But please, those who are dating, don't do things the marrieds are doing.
Exactly. That's why for me, I don't support dating. I just told you. For me personally, I don't think anyone should be involving themselves in a relationship when they are not married and they are saying they are doing even sexual things.
I know. That's
when
bad.
They are not married. It's very bad. It's very bad for you. It's only going to bring you problems.
Yeah. Though now go back to our point. What we were saying was, if you are dating, because in dating that's when we get to know. That's when you appreciate somebody. That's when it pushes you to the next level. The only difference is some people misuse it. We misuse it. So if you go over the bar, you want to sleep with this person. You want to no, that's bad. If young man, you're spending a lot of money that you're not supposed to. You even don't earn it.
And you think you want to. You have to demand for intercourse to feel paid
exactly.
back.
No, if you're doing that, it's wrong. It's
so wrong.
Stop it. Jump out of that relationship.
Go away.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Run away. But now, if you are dating, in the dating we are talking about, you're looking after each other, just keeping yourselves for the time, that right time. What we are talking about is if he cannot love you like Christ loved the church.
Yeah. Jump out of it. It's
don't try him. One. I'll change him. You're not
you
God.
Cannot change anyone.
You are not God.
You are not God. That so, is one. Those are God's things.
Yeah, if you be there, he will change. I'll change him.
You'll
and change, man.
You just suffer for nothing.
Change might change you. You'll end up with
you'll
no
be
genitals.
The one changed.
You'll really? End up with no genitals. You'll end up with. If you be there, I'll change. I'll man.
Those people we've heard about who have lost their genitals also stood like you and
exactly.
said, "I can change him. He's angry, but I can change him. She's bad. She's a bad person, but for me, she loves
He's
me.
He's so short-tempered.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll deal with it. But see, you can jump out of that being short-tempered. You can become a good person. We all lose our tempers, but we control
it.
So if someone is not able to control now, and you wait for them for later.
Let them go right
the
now.
The control might be you by the slaps you get.
That would be the mode of control.
Exactly. Hey. So if he doesn't.
After some time, he'll be like, but for me, babe, when I slap you, I feel the anger goes away. I feel easy.
Tough
so
love.
Please, when you piss me off, please allow me. I smack your face. Then we chill these things.
And that's how they misuse the verses. If they slap you on one, you change the other.
Yes. Now when I smack this side, you can give me the other side. So the anger goes away.
No.
Don't listen to that man.
Exactly.
Yeah, he wants to destroy your life.
Jump out of
jump
that.
Jump
out
of
that. Be steady. Now that's the man's side. That very verse, there is a part now, the ladies. All the ladies say amen.
All the ladies, I want to hear from the ladies saying amen right now.
Now
I want to hear the ladies saying amen, because this is a very, very special time.
Thing is now, the ladies, that verse also talks about you. You have to submit to the man. Submission
every day.
Submission. What is to submit? What is to submit? In my own understanding, I would take it as you follow someone's guidance.
Yeah.
When they tell you to do something, you do it. When they like you follow their lead, you're submitting to this person.
Acceptance.
You accept, though still, not to get us out of concept. It's not submission whereby a guy is going to tell you, come and we steal.
You just do that.
It's
my guy. It's my guy.
I have to submit to
when
this.
When he says we do it.
No. If this gentleman is not leading you in the right direction, Bible says run away.
Go away.
Don't accept. Don't allow.
Do not accept anything like that.
But there is guidance where he will come off as a man to guide you through this direction. Spiritually, whichever way he will come to guide you as and how, follow through. Listen. Be respectful. Ladies,
most of all.
if we do that, we are not going to fight for power.
Yeah.
Even if you make a lot of money.
You know, when ladies have money.
I know.
When ladies have money, they are different.
That's how they measure it. They measure power with money.
So sick. Now.
So sad.
I'm the one providing.
So sad.
I have so much money. Mm-hmm. My job is bigger.
Exactly.
And this guy is here telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Who is he?
Who is he?
So when you start reasoning out things in that way, that's when things start changing. Yeah. And like we said some other time when we had a discussion here during our Valentine's time.
Yeah, yeah.
If you start reasoning out things in your own mind and you let go of the scriptures, trust me, 100% you lose.
You lose it.
You lose it. Mm. You lose it.
You must lose it. Because as human beings, we cannot solve anything by
ourselves.
We
can't. We can't. And trust me, the Bible, it has a lot of things. It's always against our flesh.
Mm.
Man, if they left me to write the Bible, boss, we would be having fun.
I want to imagine how much you would point towards our fun.
We would be having fun. But here we are. We have our Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures are... They are led by the Spirit.
They are so honest.
They are so honest.
There is a part you read,
and it will inch you.
It goes straight to you.
Hey, even here as we are speaking, there are some verses we shall talk about, and man, also you reflect a little bit.
You first grint a little bit.
You're like, man, okay. I do that as well. So, but you get back.
You say it from the inside.
Exactly.
Then on top you're smiling for us, but on the inside, then you know, this is about me.
Yeah, this is me.
This is straight to me.
And I know that happens to most of us.
To all of us, if we read the Bible
and you want to follow it, boss, it will hinder you from a lot.
Mm.
But now, these things seem, they are not hard.
They are not difficult.
Not difficult at all. It's one step at a time.
Yeah.
Come together, make that decision. Say, I am going to submit to my man. Man, say, I'm going to love my wife like Christ loves the church. It's going to be hard.
Mm. It doesn't come easy.
It is going to be hard. But if you keep on taking baby steps, like a baby, as you're walking, when you are still young, you'll fall. You'll fall the first step. If you're learning how to ride a bike.
Of course.
You'll fall. You'll get wounds.
But
with time, you'll find a human being running around with even not holding the horns.
Yeah, even lifting the other tire up.
Why? Guy has gained stability.
Yeah, it's now stable.
There is a lot of stability. Things balance. Are now okay. Balance. Even in these things, you start one step at a time.
You don't
one
rush
step
things.
At a time. Take care. Today make a mistake. Think about it. Resolve. Make a mistake. Think about it. Resolve.
Yeah, repeat.
After a year, replay.
You find yourselves way better than you were last time.
Thank you. At least it will not get... It will jump from the genital to a slap. A person will not... They will not cut off it, but they will slap you.
that is an easy way of telling me that I'll be less violated.
On
a smaller scale.
And after 6 months, man, it will not be a slap. It will be words. Man, what are you doing? Why did you have to do this? That would be
feeling like this love.
Exactly.
Because you've learned so much so far. You've been living together. You're learning to respect each other.
Yes.
And now when you say piercing things to each other, you feel like now you've beaten them.
Exactly. But now you're not being violent. At least we are taking steps here.
Mm.
Then later on, it will be this understanding. You get to a level whereby we understand things happen.
Yeah.
However, whenever they happen, we shall always resolve. Things are going to happen, but we shall always
resolve.
So that's how you take baby steps from cutting off, actually from the killing to cutting off genitals. From cutting off genitals to the slap.
I didn't imagine you normalize that just because there was killing in the mix. Oh my goodness.
From the slap.
It is so wrong.
You're using words. From using words. Man, you're resolving.
Mm.
At least we are putting it in a hierarchy of the bad things the worst that has happened.
So if you're speaking for the hierarchy of the bad things, the lady who cut the genitals off, be like, you be glad I didn't kill you.
I did, exactly. Yeah, at least. Man, I would go with that. I would rather go with that.
No.
You would take the genitals off.
At least take me.
No way.
You know how it would feel for you to walk around with just the pipe.
Not death.
You
can do other things. You become a missionary. There are many things that you can do, man.
Oh, Lord.
But with death, when you die, you go.
You go to heaven.
Who knows?
Because it depends on your faith. Because for me, I know if I die right now.
No, what if you take me and I'm not ready? What if you take me and man, that's a big loss. First, you've taken me. I'm not ready. Hey,
all the dreams.
All the dreams, everything at least. But if you use words, you see, I've warned you at least. But if we take baby steps, we shall get from one step
we get there.
To the other. From one step to the other. It's like giving in church.
Yeah.
When they preach about it in the beginning, man, we don't understand these things. You're like, man, my money, this pastor is spending it on their own. But as time goes on, when you understand the concept, no one will force you to do some of the things. You'll come off and give, and you don't mind whether they use it for you've done the right thing.
So
whatever happens next, you don't mind what they do, for you've done the right thing. So it's about understanding the concept and what we are into. If you get to understand and you get to practice, like the Bible says, don't be like this person who looks at themselves in the mirror and then after walking away they forget how they even look
what
like
they have seen.
That's how we deal with the scriptures. We say them love like Christ loved the church, man. The next day they hear Jovan slapped Rachel.
Like now,
and the man was on radio.
Telling us about loving Christ, loving your wife as Christ loves the church. What is happening?
Like now, is his hierarchy from? Was he going to kill? Now he's at the level of slap.
Did he say, "Let me not kill you. Let me give you this slap"?
So that's what happens. We talk about stuff here. We are all spiritual and everything, but then behind the curtains, man, we are doing.
We
stuff
become someone else.
So, Isaac, before I forget now, let us just go through this hierarchy real quick. It says still in Ephesians 5, 22 to 33, but I'll just get a portion.
Yeah, 22.
Where it says, wives, be subject to your husbands as you are to the Lord.
To the Lord, the same way.
Let us repeat that again. Read it, Isaac, as well.
Hey. You people, you people, you people. You see, the Bible is so direct. The Bible never lies. The Bible gives it to you exactly how you need to have it.
Just listen to it again.
Ephesians 5.
Thank you.
22. Wives, be subject to your husbands as you are to the Lord.
First, let us stop it at that for now. Let us break that down.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, just
breathe it in. Deep just, breath. Deep breath.
Think about it. Remember about it. For the men, it was love your wife.
Love your wife as Christ
loved the church.
This is equally the same responsibility.
Wives, be subject to your husbands as you are
to the Lord. To the Lord.
Guys, just take a moment. We are not just reading to just go through.
We are not going through. Now, today, we are not going to
just
read and continue to the next. We are not in a rush to finish this whole chapter.
Wives?
We want you to concentrate on these lines.
Be subject to your husbands.
Be subject to your husbands.
You are.
As you are to the
to
Lord.
The Lord. You cry out to the Lord. You pray to God. You respect God. You're not going to abuse the Lord. You're not going to... Man, there are very many things you don't want to do. And you highly look at God because He is God.
Yeah.
But now the Bible is telling us, be subject to your husbands as you are to the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, how are you going to be subject when my genitals are off? How?
The genitals are hurtful thing.
It's serious. How dare you? And you know the reason the Bible is giving? Why? Why is the Bible saying that? For the husband is the head of the wife.
Yes.
For?
The husband
is the head of wife. The wife. You get it?
Yeah.
Just as Christ is the head of the church. the body of which he is the savior. Just as church is subject to Christ,
yes,
so also wives ought to be in everything to their husbands.
To their husbands.
Now, if I read those things and I think about the society we're in right now and the generation we are living in, where we see activists,
feminists.
I'm feminist. We are not stepping on your feet.
No one is stepping your toes, feminists.
But we are just
tap dancing on them.
Exactly. We are using scripture.
Just a little bit.
Thing is, if you can also use scripture to come back.
It's an
open discussion.
By the way, this can be an open discussion. We can do it every Saturday if you like. Here on MPC Radio, you can come and tell us what you think.
You can call in, you can send messages, you can contact Isaac, you can give in your views.
Our lines are open.
Yes.
And we receive all sorts of messages, voice notes.
Thank you. We receive videos,
mm-hmm. we receive texts, mm-hmm. and you can even call in on air and we speak to you.
Yes. Thing is, we are not perfect.
Yeah.
We are human like you, so we are open to whichever discussion. Bring it up and we shall come back and discuss about it. We shall come back and answer if you have any questions.
And answer your questions.
We shall answer them. Whichever queries that you have, we shall be able to get back to you.
Yeah.
But now, yes, back to the our brothers and sisters, feminists. Man, guys, to me, my perspective, you're doing things out of concept of the Bible. It's a little bit off.
Yeah.
We have equal rights. We have, but me here, the Bible is telling me the wife should submit. Why? Because the man is the head. Christ is the head of a church.
So, by the way, for context, this does not mean in any way that the man is more superior than the woman.
No, true. Yeah, exactly.
We are equal.
Exactly.
We are equal.
Exactly.
But you need to submit.
Exactly.
To
exactly.
your husbands.
Uh-huh.
The same way you do to the Lord. And your husband needs to love you the same way Christ loves the church. It's two-way.
So, guys, we're being open. We're not trying to bash anybody.
No one is
bashing.
But we're
talking to ourselves.
Yes, actually, we're talking to each other now.
Each other. It's not... We are. But, yeah, now some of the propaganda that we put across is not right. What a man can do,
a woman can do.
Chill. No, it's not possible.
Mr. Jovan, let me take a minute to divert you off this topic and ask you this one question.
Okay.
Have you seen this device that was put out for ladies that if they want to pee while standing they can wear it?
No, that's a confusion. Guys are being out in society.
It's a plastic device.
Why? Guys, why?
It's a plastic device. I think they badly need ladies to also pee while standing up.
Why? These things are natural. And again, we are not bashing.
We are not
killing anyone's business.
Yeah.
But man, let us face it as it
but
is.
But those devices come in pink, blue, there's like a white one.
Oh.
They are yellowish ones.
No, the thing is, there's this car saying that goes, I'll just do direct translation.
Yeah.
You sleeping in a garage
doesn't make you a car. No matter what you do.
You'll stay as this man.
You'll stay.
Woman is woman, man is man.
You'll just be that guy that sleeps in the garage.
In the garage. You're not going to be a Benz.
You'll turn into a Benz.
You're going to be that guy.
That guy that sleeps in the garage.
So even if you have a million gadgets, you'll stay that lady. Who is supposed to be a lady?
Yeah.
We can't break it down, but you know what we are talking about.
It's not even nice to break it down so badly.
You know what you're talking about.
Touches. Nerves out there, but
exactly. And now that's another topic, by the way, we shall come.
It's a whole topic.
Gender confusion.
So many people are confused.
Many people are confused.
Very
yes, it's a tough one, but guys, we are saying. We shall put disclaimers as much as we can. We are not bashing anyone. We are speaking out our minds.
Exactly.
And we are doing it as us. If you have anything to add on, subtract, get back to us. We are ready to respond to your queries.
You know the number, 076-333-9917. You can go to WhatsApp right now. If you are in a hurry, you can leave us a voice note so we get it while you're on the go.
We are ready to get back to you.
We are ready to get
back to you. Say the number again.
076-333-9917.
Thank you.
Yeah.
thing is, yeah, again, we are not bashing, but now we are going to use the scriptures. Now, yeah. Guys, yeah, the Bible is telling us you should, the ladies should submit, like they submit to the Lord, submit to your husbands.
The same thing, way.
It's hard, but it's easy.
Mm.
So let us look at the side of it's easy, it's doable.
It's doable.
These things are possible. There's nothing that the Lord gives us that we cannot handle. He doesn't put a lot on your plate that you can't finish.
Mm.
We can finish all these things. As long as it's written, we can do it.
Yeah.
There is the power, the grace, everything the Lord has given us.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit, He has given us all these things that we are able to do whatever we are reading.
By so, His grace.
Truthfully, by hierarchy, we've seen the man is the head of a home.
Mm.
Christ is the head of the man and the woman.
Mm.
After Christ, then, the man. After the man, the woman comes.
Yeah.
Let us not break that. It's as easy as that.
It's so simple.
No science.
Yeah.
The Bible says it and that's it.
Not too many tables. Yeah, you can't draw too many trees. It's not such thing as a long family tree.
And those who are going to say, no, you've read only one scripture. There are other scriptures which mention that. So that hierarchy, the moment we wake up and follow the hierarchy, the moment men wake up and get to love their wives like Christ loved the church.
Exactly.
The moment wives submit, they submit to Christ.
Submit to the
man,
Lord.
We are going to stay with our genitals.
Yeah.
We are sorry you're talking about genitals here and there, man. Things
but,
hard.
But people this are losing hurts. Genitals all
exactly,
the time.
Exactly.
We need to talk about it.
Yeah, before it happens to someone you know.
Yeah.
By the time
I don't
there,
want to imagine anyone I knew before now seeing him again with no genitals. I don't want to imagine.
Isaac, I want you to be as normal as I'm seeing you. I want you to be speaking things out of experience.
You see, for these particular reasons, lately, you are going to have to wait for my wedding for some Kalonga time.
No. Come on. Yet we are getting solutions. Yeah.
We have the solutions already. Hey. Because you see, one thing I know, I believe, I know and believe that the Lord already knows which wife I have.
True.
Yeah. And I'm just, by waiting, I am being respectful to His design. Yeah? So I am going to wait patiently. I'm going to do ministry. Right now, all I have, we can take it like ministry, is my wife in the moment.
Okay. Those are nice cliches, but... Those are nice cliches. We shall not forget. He who finds
a beautiful
he
thing.
He who finds.
Yes.
So Isaac has to find.
Even
if
find,
he brings
I'll
up
find.
These nice texts and the Lord is designing. I keep on asking people, what if the Lord brings you someone who is not in your... Haven't you seen people and you don't appreciate?
Yeah.
Why? Aren't they created by God?
They are created by God.
So at the end of the day, sometimes the decision is in our hands, but we leave that at that.
Yeah.
Isaac will let us. You keep on updating us on how far we have gone.
You, yeah.
But yes.
In the meantime,
yes.
Ministry is my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry is my wife. I'm doing it for Jesus. I'm doing it every day of my life.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a good
as
one.
As I wait.
That's a nice
as I wait
one.
For
that's
God's
a nice
plan.
One. That's a nice one. We know you're planning in the background, but yeah, it's okay.
Of course,
as we wait
of
for
course.
God's plan.
Yeah, I'm waiting in the background, but as well, I know that God has a plan for me.
Amen.
A very big plan.
Amen.
And I know it's as big as the plan I want.
I can never
have.
Say no to that.
That is why I'm choosing to trust in Him.
True.
Because I know what I pray for.
Mm.
I know the kind of lady I want to sit down with.
Yeah.
You get? And
yeah.
I don't see them around. So why not focus on ministry as I wait for God to bring them around?
I don't know how the sisters will feel. But... going back to domestic violence.
Let me not divert.
Isaac
the whole...
is doing some violence here, but I'm here to focus on domestic violence.
Yeah.
I'll go back to domestic violence.
Now for the ladies out there, my sisters who are listening in, people who always hang at Namgongo Pentecostal Church.
Yes,
I love you so much. And this is not meant in any way to hurt you or take you off in any kind of state or whatsoever. Everything that you're feeling right now is just because you've just had something you didn't expect to hear. But I promise you, it's for the best.
Wow, there comes an apology directly, but guys, like we are saying, we have diversed a bit, but... These things are doable.
These things are very doable.
Domestic violence should end.
It can be ended right
it's
now.
It's not something that we should dwell on.
Mm.
Let us use some of this. There are other scriptures. We shall keep on discussing as time goes. We shall get other scriptures.
Yeah.
But for now, we shall leave you with Ephesians 5. Yeah.
Ephesians 5:22 to 21, 21 to like 33.
Just go through it. Go through it and don't just go through it. Analyze it.
Understand.
Think about it. Understand it. Dwell in it. These things are possible. We can put an end to this. And let us all be voices to a stop for whatever negative that is in society.
Yeah.
Let us be that stop to that violence. Mm. Let us be the end to, so be it school,
be the change,
be it church, be it in society. If you find me doing something wrong, don't just say, let me keep quiet. He knows what he's
doing. Guy is big. Not stop
him.
Don't
talk to him. But what if I go to hell?
Stand
How big will I be when
exactly
I'm in hell?
In hell.
Let us help one another.
Yeah.
Like our norm goes in Namgongo Pentecostal Church. We are one.
We love each other.
We are diligent.
And we serve the Lord.
Actually, that will be another topic. We shall come and discuss that in
the norm.
The norm. We are going to discuss our norm
in
its fullness.
In its fullness.
We love each other. We discuss love.
Mm.
The next session, we shall discuss diligence.
Yeah, diligence.
We shall discuss the love of the Lord
and being
the oneness. We shall discuss all that so that when we talk about, when we say these things, we mean them.
Mm.
It's not just a norm that we talk
so
about.
We get up and we say a norm.
You get up and just.
And I'm going to Pentecostal Church.
Then after the next, you backbiting each other.
Yeah.
It's something we need to walk the talk.
You cannot backbite someone you love.
Yes, walk your talk. Walk your talk.
Everything that you say,
mean it and do it. So we can end gender violence.
Mm.
We do not need to resolve the bad way.
Yeah.
It shouldn't go to violence.
Mm.
Truthfully, as a guy, man, you shouldn't cut off my genitals. I need them.
Man, the genitals.
I need all my body parts.
The genitals, bro.
Man, you don't have to kill that lady. At least chill, leave her. She can find another guy. Don't end her life. She has plans
ahead.
Let her go. We do not need.
She's probably doing that because she's tired of you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Give her what she wants.
Just go. Oh, okay, you go.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
You go.
Leave her.
Choose a way that will bring peace.
Mm.
Saith the Bible.
Yeah.
Choose a way that will bring peace. You go if you feel like, okay, man, just you go. But we shouldn't kill. Don't kill.
Mm.
Now the innocent kid who even doesn't know what is happening.
What is happening? He doesn't know why you're fighting.
Why you're fighting. The kid just sees whatever is happening.
And then you treat that kid to that trauma of the person he or she has been calling daddy for all this time in their face, killing them.
You wake up and just look at them and kill them. Though, like what we say, these things are built up.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen out of the blue.
Yeah, it keeps building
up. Keeps building.
And now, in the build up, we, the community, what have we done?
Exactly.
When you see it building up, why don't we put a stop to it?
Put a stop to it.
Stop it. Report it.
We keep on looking at people having issues in these marriages and we keep quiet.
And we say,
guys, we woke up and. Till when? Church, let us wake up. Schools, talk about these things. Teach students, tell them what it means. Tell them, man, don't let them to be big men and women to go and face these things out there. It's part of schooling.
But remember, if we don't talk to our students about these things at school, we risk letting them enter that adult environment when they are kids.
Exactly. The society will teach
them. The growing should be done by us who are with them at school here.
Yes. Yes.
It should be done by us.
So let us all wake up. Let us work with each other. Parents, charity begins at home.
Yeah.
Let us not leave all responsibility to the schools. Let us talk to our kids when they come back home. Use it as that session of at least pay an hour to talk to this kid, because tomorrow you're not going to be with them. Today you're here, but tomorrow you're not going to be there with them. So let us see how to help each other. Charity begins at home. So the parents, let it start from home. Train up a child, please. Train up a child. Don't give up on them. Just train them in the line of God.
Yeah.
train them in the line of God so that when they come to school, it's just a build up of what they've been learning from home. Mm-hmm. We just build them up. When they come to church, it's also now another build up of, okay, they're just sinking in these scriptures into my head more and more. So when we get out in society, we have one voice. Mm-hmm. We are talking about one thing. We are all looking at resolution the positive way. I don't have to throw this scripture into your eyes and you're like, man, tongambe ebyo. And say, tonyumiza, sagala kumanya. Ah, no. Let us have one voice. We are one. But by being one,
a person,
man,
who says sagala kumanya also.
Sagala kumanya. Man, that's how people are. The chenkola anchimanyi. So if we all work together, we shall be able to fight this vice of domestic violence. Remember, it doesn't just come from marriage. It starts with the dating that you guys are doing. From like we said, if this guy does not love you.
And by the way, there are so many things that come with domestic violence. You see, it's not always going to start with a slap.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It doesn't begin with a slap. It starts with the very small things that you can ignore.
Hey.
Those things you got, he just did that. He insults you verbally. Yeah, and you brush it off when he says sorry. Ah, you chill it.
Mm.
But next time he's going to do something worse. Like we were saying, the hierarchy keeps going up.
I even find some friends of mine say, ah, man, no, my guy is short tempered. Ah, is that a blessing?
Red flag number one. It's as if bragging.
Hey, bragging. Man, if he gets annoyed, he does. Man, why are you telling?
Yeah, that's a red flag.
That's not a blessing.
That's
him
a red
being
flag.
Short tempered. If he does this, he can do the other. And this good things we keep on saying. Me, if I get annoyed, I can even. Why are you telling me all that? I also get annoyed, but man, I have to control myself.
Let me tell you something. I used to think anger was a real thing until I read from the Bible that is straight from the devil.
Thank you. You're working with the devil.
That is when I started being very disappointed. Whenever I was angry, I'd again feel disappointed in myself. Like, look, who you're inviting
exactly.
in now.
Exactly, yeah.
Because whenever you're angry, you notice you're always thinking the darkest things possible.
Thank you. So, guys, we need to rethink all this.
Yeah.
And I know we've taken up
a lot of time, but it's worth it.
We shall be back with our next topic.
Yeah.
It's my time to say now, Isaac. It's always great to work with you.
It's great to work with you.
I wish we could do this.
We are going to do this
often.
The Lord is going to
let us do
this.
I wish we could do this on a daily, but yes, every time I'm here at NPC Radio, I am blessed as well.
Amen.
And I thank you for the opportunities that you keep on giving me. I stay yours, Jovan Lule. Stay blessed. You are blessed. May the Lord bless you.
You are blessed. You are blessed. You are loved and you are cared about. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. It was a very, very great job you've done. And today, investing your card data again, I will always thank you. You know, these people, these good people get their card data, then they turn it on. You know, it's rare for even anyone in Uganda to give you that chance of let me buy data. I listen to this guy speak. But again, for the ladies out there, please forgive me, especially for those who live around Namugongo Pentecostal Church. Forgive me, but what I am looking for, I have not yet seen. And I know that the Lord God Jesus is about to deliver it. So please, as we wait together, because I'm also waiting for it, let's be brother and sister, because I love you so much. I can never hurt you. I'm always going to do the best I can. I love you so much. And that was my apology, the final apology. Please, Mr. Jovan, don't. As we go, I'm going to leave with a very beautiful song. I hope you love it. It's called Heart on My Sleeve. It's by Sewa. Bye-bye. Please forgive me, eh? Forgive me, but the Lord is about to bring my lady, yeah? Yeah, I love you very much, and don't take this for anything other than love, because it's love and only love. It's purely love. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church. Bye-bye.
No secret that I would do anything for you. Anything for you. Look at the nails in my hands and the thorns sitting on my head. Sleep.
Everything has failed. May I encourage you to try Jesus, for he will never fail.
It's the only explanation to the questionator.
Jesus.